This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Allen has to throw it wide open. It's Samuel scampering to the end zone, and he's in for the touchdown. Well, welcome to the end zone, Curtis Samuel. A 12-yard touchdown reception, his first as a Buffalo Bill.
Chris Brown there on the call.
Who is that? Who scored that?
I mean, a guy named Curtis. I don't know. I didn't realize.
Did he come off the practice squad?
Man,
what happened?
The last two weeks.
All respect to Curtis Samuel, because that was, he had a great game.
Last 2 weeks, you're starting to see he's clearly getting healthier. That turf toe did cause him problems, and they're getting him going. Last week, a little bit with Indianapolis. This week, I've been tweeted out too. Don't forget him drawing a pass interference deep down the field. He was in for a monster, already very good stat line, but he was in for a very, very good stat line for himself against Kansas City. You add in then again, Keon Coleman, Dalton Kincaid into that equation, Amari Cooper getting healthier. He's making one-handed catches with his cast under his glove.
Which is just, I mean, that's just like a, hey,
they're Yeah, they're in such a good spot right now on offense. Would like to be a little bit better on first down play calling, but they did set themselves up with play action, so that seems to be their plan going into Kansas City. But I'm not really much I can complain up to this point. Talking Bills expectations up to this point this season, we've got a few tweets. We're also taking your calls. 803-0550, the number to call, and let's get connected to our fans. Brought to you by Northtown Kia. Shop online at northtownkia.com. Jack tweets in, I would have been happy with 8-3 with the schedule, 9-2, and beating Kansas City, it's amazing. Let's also give organization props for seeing weakness at wide receiver and addressing early, 100%. D is playing better than thoughtful Marks to Babich. All that matters is the playoffs, but right now I'm enjoying the journey. That is something I'm trying to get better at, is just enjoying the journey. I am really bad at it, and I acknowledge that because I said it last week. Like, to be fair, like, I wasn't really enjoying the lead up to Kansas City because I'm like, I care about the playoffs, only about the playoffs. It sounded like a crazy person at times.
You did. I was right there with you though, because I was in the same boat. It was like this, like, yeah, great, cool, but
that is the kind of fan.
Why not
I am.
January?
It's the kind of fan I am. The last Bills regular season, that, I mean, like, I truly enjoyed every game and watched them all intently. 2020 was the last regular season. Like, every single game, I was just cloud nine, baby. Mm-hmm. Even the losses, I was like, look at them though. Like, this is so cool. After that, it's been keep me in the expectations, raise the expectations, make it past the AFC Championship game, get to a Super Bowl. Again, that's my demon to battle. I get it. I don't really want to pass it on to people. I want to be up front. That's where I'm at. But I think Jack's right. Like, enjoy the journey, because this is a team that the big talking point was, you're in transition. And yet, in a year in transition, they have their best start since, what, 92 at 9 or 93 at 9-2.
Yeah.
And they look like a team that can beat basically anyone. In a year that really the NFL as a whole, it seems like overall, like, teams that can win a championship seems down. I was listening to Colin Cowherd yesterday, and he said it. Like, he's like, there's probably only three teams that can win a trophy this year: Detroit, Kansas City, Buffalo. I fully agree with that.
Yeah.
Because I think the Eagles, for as talented as they are, have a serious weakness at head coach.
Oh, yeah. And I think it's funny because, you know, a lot of people bring up the question, are the Eagles winning in spite of Nick Sirianni?
Yes.
I think it's 100% true.
Yeah.
Because they just hate him, I feel like. It just, the vibe there is so off. But they're still winning and they're still competing. And that's, you know, credit to the great players there, because there are good players on that team. Saquon Barkley is an amazing running back. I think we just haven't been able to fully see that because the Giants are a terrible organization. Yes. By the way, Tommy DeVito, that's electric.
I feel so bad for Joe Shane after having gone through, and even me as well, having gone through that Hard Knocks, and I loved it, the offseason edition, loved it. And, like, agreeing to a certain extent with where he was at, where it's like, no, we can't be paying our quarterback this much to hand off to that running back who's making that much. Like,
at a point, it kind of did make sense, but now it's like, oh, man.
We had to be smarter, and now Daniel Jones, not just benched for Tommy DeVito, benched also for Drew Lock. He is not even the backup.
Nope. He's the third string quarterback.
And Saquon Barkley's out here doing reverse hurdles over people, looking like he's going to be offensive player of the year. I mean, just – and you know what? Kudos to him, man. Yeah. We all knew the talent Barkley had had. The Giants were not good. He also dealt with a number of serious injuries as well. And for him to potentially have like a career year this year on a loaded Eagles team, so much fun to watch.
I think also in Jack's tweet there that you were just reading, to go back to the Bills here for a sec, I keep forgetting that it's Bobby Babich's first year as a play caller and first year as a defensive coordinator. I understand like he's been in the defensive world with the Bills now for a while, but he's doing a great job. I always forget.
Their player development is spectacular.
Yeah, and their coach, I mean, this is kind of proven to be their coach development too. I mean, look at how quickly he's been able to step in. Because it's not like, you know, with Joe Brady, he was a coordinator before. With Babich, he's been
linebackers
coach and things like that. And it's like him stepping in like this has been awesome to see. And it's just, I think we're entering the realm of getting worried about losing coordinators. I don't think we're going to lose Babich right away.
Babich will take time because he's a defensive guy.
But at the same time, you saw what happened with Brian Daboll. It was like 2 years and boom, gone.
And you kind of knew it was. You were sort of just waiting for the notification from Adam Schefter going like, hey, and he's gone. And you're like, okay.
There he goes.
Here we go again. We're back to it. Let's go to the phones here. We've got Bob on the line. Bob, how are we doing today?
Fantastic. How you guys doing?
Doing very well.
Doing good.
Awesome. Hey, beating expectations. They're killing my expectations, right? You guys just touched on it. I mean, this is a defense that was led by Micah Hyde and Jordan Poyer from the back to the front, and we changed them both out this year. We had salary cap problems. We got a new DC. We lost some of our key offensive weapons from the previous year, and we're all sitting there thinking, oh, my God, you know, they hope the team, you know, can make the playoffs. Will they lose the streak of winning the AFC East? And here they are with their best record since 1992. Are you kidding me? I'm on cloud with nine with you guys. They're killing my expectations.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof like Aloe, Allbirds, or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling and for shoppers buying simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet and the not-so-secret secret with Shop Pay that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going. So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell whenever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout experience as business powerhouses like Aloe, Allbirds, and Skims. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/odysseypodcast, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/odysseypodcast to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/odysseypodcast.
Yeah, Bob, spot on, man. And we didn't even bring up the salary cap point, too. But, I mean, like, they get rid of Diggs to sort of eat the cap now to open up room for years down the road. They had 10 picks until the trade deadline, or till before the trade deadline with Amari Cooper. Now they're potentially going to have like 9 picks, 2 seconds, a first. I mean, for a lot of people, including myself, it was more get through this year, take your medicine now, the year after, and then 2-3 years after that are going to be the next era. And now all of a sudden you're sitting there going, nope, it's now. It's never a down year. Just keep going. They're not, you know, going to be the early 2000s Colts with Peyton Manning, where there were years where they're 13-3. There were also years where they were 6-10 and missing the playoffs early in Peyton Manning's career. Obviously, get better later. They're certainly not also Drew Brees and the Saints, where they went to the NFC Championship game, but then before their 13-3 run in 2009, where they go win the Super Bowl, then they missed the playoffs 2 straight years. They're not that. They are instead a team that continues to raise the expectations on themselves. They continue to meet them. We talked about their player development, and to Bob's point, you know, Mike Hyde and Jordan Poyer are both out the door, and they haven't been perfect, but Taylor Rapp and DeMar Hamlin have been more than serviceable. They have been very, very good at spots, and for most of the season, they have not been a hindrance to this team at all. And then you also have a second-round rookie in Cole Bishop just waiting in the wings, waiting for his turn, and just kind of soaking up the knowledge with McDermott, with Babich and everyone there. That pick was highly touted at the moment, we'll see how long-term it goes on the field. But as of right now, I still have incredibly high hopes for him. Brady as well. He came into weird circumstances last year. This is your first full season with him. I don't love everything. I'm not going to love everything.
But he seems to be adapting, though, whereas but Ken Dorsey was not adapting at all. Ken Dorsey was just, nope, we're just going to keep doing this,
He had his philosophy, and they were going to live and die by it.
Right. And now, but Brady, on the other hand, is, hey, this works, this doesn't, let's change this part that doesn't work. And,
I think Joe had a stat yesterday, too, that talked about the Bills passing in neutral situations. And in terms of playoff teams, they were number one. So even if your fears of Brady's going to make this team more run first and that they're going to go away from the pass, I mean, once they figure out the wide receiver position, getting Amari Cooper, Khalil Shakir ascending into, I think, one of the elite slot receivers in football, they've figured it out. And they have been cooking up to this point. Again, we went through it. I mean, they've scored 30 points in their last four games. The last time they haven't scored 30 was back against the Jets on Monday Night Football. And they're doing it. And they've had moments where they're slow starts. But a lot of that also comes down to it's a young team gelling together. You know, we haven't even mentioned either. They got rid of Mitch Morris, their starting center, for a number of years here. It's a huge position to change, especially because outside of, I think, maybe a number one receiver for Josh, Mitch Morris was the most important addition they had made in his early part of his career to just have that stabilizing force on the O-line for him. Who came from Kansas City. He was at one point the highest paid center in football. And they keep moving. They keep going. Spencer Brown has taken another step this year. Osiris Torrance has been incredible. Has the guy missed a game yet, honestly?
He has been,
his year and a half career, has he missed a game?
He's been one of the best draft picks in recent history. I mean, for the Bills.
Yeah, 2 years ago, I'd have been happy if they took him in the first round. They somehow got him in the second round, and he's been their starting right guard since.
Mm-hmm.
It's been awesome to see what they've been able to do with player development. And I do think going into this bye week, the Bills should be proud of themselves. Again, there's things I think they can fix. You did lose to Baltimore pretty embarrassingly. That did happen.
Yeah.
But as I've mentioned, I want another shot at them because I think this current Bills team, where they're at now instead of the first month of the season, I think they could take Baltimore. I really, really do. And, you know, we're not even mentioning, you know, Dwayne Carter, who we haven't seen in a few weeks, but he was an ascending player, third-round rookie at defensive tackle. He was playing great. Let's get to one more phone call here before we take our next time out. Dan on the line. Dan, how are we doing today?
Good, thank you. I guess my only criticism, I would have to say, for the Bills over, like, basically almost the whole year is the first down play calling. It's basically so predictable. I don't know how many times I've been watching the games with my friends and said, okay, this is that handoff up the middle to Cook. Okay, this is that screen pass off the wide receiver screen pass off to the side there. It's like sooner or later, you've got to give these defense coordinators a different look on first down. And to me, the best way to do that is to run maybe more. You utilize the middle of the field. That's the one thing that I think the Bills haven't done very good is find ways to run some drag patterns or some slant patterns and get a guy on the run, hit a guy in stride like Shakir or Samuel, and find ways to mix it up because they're so predictable on first down.
Dan, thanks for the call. Fully agree. I think they have become predictable. And on your point, though, using the middle of the field, that's something I've really wanted them to do. I wonder now, and you brought up his name, Curtis Samuel. With him healthy, I do wonder if you start seeing some of those crossing routes that Isaiah McKenzie kind of made famous for the Bills. It was like the one route he could really run was those crossing routes, namely against the Patriots. And if they can get him going, because that 4-3 speed, you can see it now that he's healthy against Kansas City. There were a few points where he was just able to, boom, and he's gone, and they're playing catch-up. The screens to Shakir I've loved. It's more for me the inside runs, and especially it became a kind of obnoxious almost to a certain point against Kansas City where they're going for like 1-2 yards. And then if it's incomplete on second down, which there were points where it was, you're setting up these third and seven to third nines. They were 9 for 15 on third down, Josh, on Sunday. Great. That is phenomenal. That boosted up their third down ranking from like in the 30s to like 42% now. But again, they needed to be exceptional on third down on Sunday to beat the Chiefs because first down a lot of time was just throwing it away. They were just throwing it away. Now they did set up play action, but I want the team to go to play action more. They are so good at that. And Shakir is getting open so quickly. And now you're getting Samuel, who's healthier. I wonder how his separation numbers are going to open up now that he's getting more of a run here and he's healthier and you did get to see what he did against Kansas City. Amari Cooper as well. I think they're going to start going to that more. You're seeing them pass more, but I think they had an idea against Kansas City. They stuck to it, even to many of us, just the anger, they had their plan, right. And it was working. I mean, it was working. 803-0550 is the number to call. Talking expectations today, taking your calls, reading your tweets. Zach Jones, Josh Mint here on the Northtown Automotive X Point Show. This is WGR.